Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, as the weather gets a little bit warmer here, we need to be concerned about a special danger that has to do with cars and children. What's going on here?
As hot summer weather approaches and temperatures begin to rise, remember that the heat in your vehicle can quickly reach levels that can be deadly for children and pets locked inside. House Bill 279, which was passed by the House earlier this month, would offer civil immunity for any damages that may be done when rescuing a child locked in a vehicle, providing the rescuer has a good faith, reasonable belief that the child or individual is in imminent danger of suffering harm if not immediately removed from the motor vehicle. Last year, the legislature enacted Act 104 of 2018, which provides civil immunity to law enforcement, animal control, and humane officers and emergency responders who enter a car to save an animal that was left behind. For the safety of your pets, experts advise that it is best to leave them at home in hot weather. And for the safety and well-being of your children, please do not leave them unattended in a vehicle regardless of the weather. House Bill 279 is now in the Senate for their consideration.
And also, as the weather gets warmer, we begin to see a lot of people out on two wheels on the highways, and that means kids on bikes. What do people need to remember?
That's correct. As you mentioned, with the turn of the seasons, more and more Pennsylvanians will ride their bicycles on the roads. Both motorists and bicyclists can work together to ensure everyone shares the road and gets home safely. Please remember, motorists and bicyclists have the same right to use the roads in Pennsylvania and should work to maintain a 4-foot barrier between each other when passing. Motorists may pass a bicycle in a no-passing zone, provided they leave a 4-foot clearance. You can learn lots more about Pennsylvania's bicycle laws by visiting PennDOT's website at www.penndot.gov. Again, www.penndot.gov.
And April is a month that we try to build awareness of a special syndrome in Pennsylvania that affects thousands and thousands of citizens. What's going on here?
Absolutely. Well, April is Autism Awareness Month in Pennsylvania, and as somebody who serves on a local nonprofit dealing with autism, this is of special importance to me. An estimated 30,000 Pennsylvanians now live with some form of autism spectrum disorder. In the current 2018-2019 budget, the General Assembly provided more than $31 million in dedicated funding for autism intervention and services in the annual state budgets, an increase of $3.6 million over the previous fiscal year spending. To help families, providers, and those with autism access services to help meet their needs, Pennsylvania's Bureau of Autism Services maintains a comprehensive online resource at www.paautism.org. Again, that's www.paautism.org. The website helps connect people with autism or those who support people with autism with resources and a community to help them improve their lives.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents. Tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.